Welcome to the Membership Guys Podcast. Kick-ass advice and tips for membership site owners.
What up, everybody? Welcome to episode 94 of the Membership Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Morrison, one half of the Membership Guys, and this is the show where we dispense proven practical tips and advice for membership site owners. In today's show, we've got a bit of a hot off the presses topic. We're talking about the brand new subscription marketplace that has been announced and launched by none other than Amazon. That's right, Subscribe with Amazon is a brand new thing that they've just brought out, which essentially is a marketplace and a suite of sales tools specifically for digital subscriptions. So this is a huge, huge piece of news for membership site owners. So we've shuffled around our podcast episode run schedule in order to get this out as quickly as we can to let you guys know what this whole thing is and why you should be excited about it. And of course, the ins and outs of how you can actually make this work for your membership site. So as we said, Subscribe with Amazon, it's a digital subscription marketplace. So how it works is you essentially create a sales page and add your product details to this new marketplace. So you put up information, you have featured images and all that sort of stuff. You essentially create an Amazon sales page. You set up your payment and your joining options. You set up anything like free trials. You can even do things like offer special pricing to Amazon Prime members and all that sort of stuff. So you set all of this up. And then once it's all in place, your membership product or your subscription product will then get exposure to Amazon's audience. So it'll be featured in things like the recommendation engine. So obviously, you know, that section on Amazon where it says, based on your past viewing, here's some products. You know, your membership product will be thrown into the mix on there. There'll be a dedicated section of the Amazon site where all the different subscriptions are available to navigate. You'll have featured subscriptions and all of that. In the section on product pages on Amazon, for example, where it says customers who bought this item also went on to buy this, again, subscriptions are going to be featured in there. So you're potentially getting massive exposure to Amazon's audience for your product through the sales page you create on the Subscribe with Amazon service. The way it then works is customers sign up for your subscription through Amazon itself. So they actually sign up using their Amazon account. They pay using whatever payment method they have associated with Amazon. So obviously if they've got saved credit cards and stuff like that, they pay through Amazon. So all of that is handled on Amazon's side of things. Then they use their Amazon account to log in to your membership site. So you would still have your actual membership site, your content and all that stuff on your own website or on whatever system you're currently using. And then you have your site connected to Amazon's API. So Amazon system that will check that that particular account someone's signing in with has purchased a subscription and that their subscription is active. So that gives you your first caveat, because the big, big thing that you're going to need in order to make this work is a connection between your website and the API system, which is the little behind the scenes thing that talks from one website to another. You need a way of connecting your website to Amazon. And unless you're a web developer or have access to a web developer, then that means you're probably going to wait until whoever builds the membership plugin that you're using, or if you're using a cloud platform like Thinkific or Kajabi, you're going to need to wait until those companies add in support for Subscribe with Amazon. So while this is all exciting, the technology isn't yet developed for most of the plugins and platforms out there that's going to connect you up to Amazon to enable people who subscribe on Amazon to actually log into your website. And obviously that's a key part. You can't sell a subscription through Amazon and then have someone create an account another way. It must be set up in a way that they can then use their Amazon account to log into your site. So that's a big tech hurdle. If you have a developer to hand, then Amazon do provide some code and some assistance to help you get that integration in place. So if you have access to a developer or you have the budget to pay one, then you could potentially get a leap and get a head start on other people by having a connection between your site and Amazon custom coded for you. So that's certainly something you might want to consider if you want to tap in to the new Amazon Marketplace for digital subscriptions. Now, if you don't have that option, then unfortunately, it's probably going to be a little way away before these plugin developers and platform hosts actually provide support for subscriptions through Amazon, simply because this was just announced as of time recording. This was just announced today. So, you know, a lot of these guys probably won't even be aware of it yet, and it might not even come on their radar for quite a while. So if you want to push that along, then certainly what you could be doing is almost lobbying your membership plugin company, whoever it is that built the plugin you're using, lobbying those guys to add in support. And if you are a developer of a plugin like that or of a platform like that, the opportunity to get ahead of the game is right now. So whatever you've got on your list for development for your plugin or for your platform, this needs to move up to the top of it, because when Amazon get in the digital subscription game, the game changes. This is big, big news. It's a massive opportunity. So plugin developers, pull your finger out and add in support for the connection from a WordPress membership plugin through to the Amazon API to support Subscribe with Amazon. So it's really, really cool. I mean, the fact that you get to leverage Amazon sales tools, you get to have them use the payment processing stuff they have in place, so people won't even need to enter a new credit card. So that just removes so much friction. There's a great deal of trust that obviously Amazon's customers have with Amazon itself. So you overcome some of the objections that people might come through if they are considering joining up just through your sales page and stuff like that, because they're with Amazon. They know that Amazon have their back. They'll have a purchase history with Amazon. They're a big company. They've got that brand equity. So being able to not only access the huge, huge audience through Amazon, but also use their account system and their payment system for people to be able to actually sign up and, you know, potentially offer some channel specific deals. So maybe you could offer free trials to Amazon customers that aren't typically available if someone comes direct. Maybe you do offer preferential pricing to Amazon Prime members and so on. Massive, massive, massive opportunity. So now's the time to be thinking about this. If you do have the option of getting someone to help you connect your website directly to the Subscribe with Amazon system, then it's certainly something you might want to think about doing. Now, you might be wondering what the catch is. There are restrictions, and of course, Amazon aren't doing this out of the good of their heart. There is a financial implication of using their system. So first of all, the restrictions. Right now, Subscribe with Amazon is only open to US citizens or US businesses. So you have to be based in America with your business. You have to have a US business address in order to sign up and be approved for their system. It's also only open to digital subscriptions. So things like membership sites are perfect. But if you run a subscription box company, or maybe you have something, you know, you have those meal subscriptions where there's a physical product, then Amazon don't currently support this, but the signs make it look as though maybe sometime down the line they might do that. And that potentially could become even more interesting, because there's a world of opportunity for maybe they might use their logistics, their stocking systems for their e-commerce stores as part of the supply chain for physical product subscriptions as well using this. But this is going years and years down the line. Right now, it is only digital subscriptions. Perfect for membership sites. Now, obviously, a condition is that your product has to have a recurring fee. So if it's a one and done kind of product, if it's just a traditional online course, then you're not going to get approved. And also, if your membership is one where you are selling videos, so you're selling movies, or you're including movies and TV series or music, then obviously, because Amazon have their own platform so that they have Amazon Music, they have Amazon Video, then they make you jump through a few extra hoops, and that obviously reduces the chance of you getting approved. But that sort of membership isn't the sort that most of you guys listening will be dealing with, so that shouldn't be an issue. Now, the other side of things is obviously the financial implications of using their system. Amazon will take a 30% cut of your revenue for member subscription payments for the first year of that person's membership. And then after that, the cut goes down to 15%. So if someone is joining your membership through Amazon for $50. Then during year one of their monthly payments, you will get $35 per month and Amazon will keep $15. After that, it becomes a little bit more preferable. You'll get $42.50 per month and Amazon takes $7.50 from every monthly subscription after year one. So this percentage split is on a per customer basis as well. It's not a case of for your first year, you pay 30% on all your customers and then afterwards. It's not based on how long your product is offered. It's on a per member basis. So 10 years down the line, if you're still using this platform, every new member that signs up for their first 12 months of payments, you will be giving up 30% of that. Now, that seems like quite a lot. It really does. And if you're not doing any form of paid advertising right now, then the idea of giving up such a big chunk of your monthly payment might be a little too much to stomach. What I would say is if you're currently using Facebook ads or you're currently paying to promote your membership to drive sales, then it might actually work out more in your favor to give up this 30% for your membership payments in order to access the marketplace and in order to use the sales tools as an alternative to paying to advertise to drive people directly to your website. So while you are giving up 30% of your subscription fees, it could end up being better for you than putting money into advertising. It really does depend. Also, if you look at it as these are sales that you would not otherwise have. So it's not a case of you are suddenly losing 30%. Rather, you are gaining 70% because without access to Amazon's marketplace, without the ability to use their sales tools, without being put in front of their audience, you wouldn't have those members anyway. So I think when you think about it like that, it makes it a little bit easier to swallow, but it certainly is something you want to think about. And this is pretty standard when you look at Amazon, when you self-publish through their platforms and stuff like that. The way they work is they'll take their cut. So you have to really think about in balance whether that sacrifice of the membership fees is actually enough when you consider the access to the sort of size of audience that Amazon bring to the table for you. So whether it's for you or whether it's not, whichever way you slice it, this is huge, huge news in the membership space. When Amazon start getting into the membership game, the game changes. I'll repeat that because it's such a big statement of intent. It's such a big signposting from one of the biggest companies in the world, certainly the biggest e-commerce channel in the world, of how big a deal memberships are. Now, this undoubtedly is going to open the floodgates and all of a sudden everybody's going to be jumping on the membership bandwagon again and all that sort of stuff. And that certainly presents an interesting situation for us as membership site experts. But hopefully before that craziness goes on, you guys will have a chance to head over to subscribewithamazon.com, check this out for yourself, and if it's a good fit, dive in and see about making this work for your membership. That's it from today's episode. Hopefully you've got a bit more of an understanding of how this all works. Of course, if you have any follow-up questions, head over to talkmemberships.com. That's our free Facebook group where we've got nearly 4,000 membership site owners, and you can bet your bottom dollar that this is going to be a big talking point within that group. So if you have any follow-up questions or you want to chat with people to see whether they're using this, or if you're like us, not in the US and not able to get into this as early as others, then getting into the group and chatting with people who are able to dive a bit further into Subscribe with Amazon is a good way of being able to get an idea whether this could work for you too. And again, if you are listening to this and you are a membership plugin developer, get to work, people. This is the big thing in the membership space right now. That's it from me. I'll be back again very soon with another episode of the Membership Guys Podcast. If you've enjoyed today's episode of the Membership Guys Podcast, we invite you to check out the membersiteacademy.com. The Membersite Academy is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a membership website. So whether you're still figuring out what your idea is going to be, or whether your website is already up and running and you're just looking for ways to grow it and attract new members, then the Member Site Academy can help you to get to the next level. With our extensive course library, monthly training, exclusive member-only discounts, perks and tools, and a supportive, active community to help you along the way with feedback, encouragement and advice, the Member Site Academy is the perfect place to be for anyone looking to start, manage and grow a successful membership website. So check it out at membersiteacademy.com.